I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Game day starts before kickoff. Get ready for the big game with help from Menards. Find great deals on sofas and recliners to keep guests comfortable all game long. Score big savings and stock up on game day goodies. Shop a variety of snacks and drinks to keep your party fueled up. Make Menards a part of your game plan. Shop in-store or on Menards.com and save big money.
Save big money at Menards.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This Valentine's Day, create a space that feels warm and welcoming with help from Menards. Whether it's a small refresh or a big project, Menards has the tools and materials you need. Build something together and make your home a place you both love coming back to. Don't forget the sweets for your sweetheart. Get a 6-ounce bag of Russell Stover chocolate candies for $3.99 now through February 14th. Save big money and finish your projects together at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's Grave Confession.
This is Sandy from Texas. I have a story that I wanted to share. I love your show, by the way. I used to be an elderly caregiver, and working around elderly, there's a lot of experiences I've heard on your show. And I worked for this one lady. She lived in a really huge house. Her and her husband had built the house probably 30 years before. And it was a rock house. It was two stories, and the ceiling went all the way up. There was no attic. And so when you walk in the front door and you look up, it goes all the way up two stories in like this grand living room. And then there's like a balcony to where you can see upstairs, and there's like another living room upstairs. And then a master bedroom upstairs to the left and a bedroom to the right that also had a bathroom. That they use like an office slash bedroom. So anyway, I worked for this lady, and at first I didn't really notice anything. And once I started working there, there was other girls that also worked for her, but they weren't really doing as much as they could. So I'm the kind of person, I like to stay busy, I like to clean, I like to do stuff. So I asked her, I was like, do you mind if I clean up a little upstairs? It's a little messy. She also had three cats. And the cats used the bathroom upstairs to the right in the office. And so it was just awful. Whoever was taking care of her wasn't really cleaning. You know, the bathroom was disgusting. And they were just putting new litter and not cleaning anything. And she hadn't been upstairs for like 2 or 3 years because she had a hip replacement. So she wasn't able to go upstairs. And she's like, yes, please clean. I didn't know it was so dirty. Yes, clean up for me. So I did. I started cleaning, and I just cleaned the whole bathroom. Then I moved into the bedroom where the office was, and I started noticing that there was a lot of things in that room that belonged to her husband, who had passed a few years prior to me being there, maybe about 4 to 5 years previously. He had died in that room, actually, of a heart attack. And so he had a lot of, like, personal items in that room. That was his office. He had pictures on the wall of his favorite dog and airplanes and just everything. It was like his personal room. So I was dusting and just cleaning the pictures. I found a nameplate with his name on it. I cleaned it. Just didn't really move anything around, but just, you know, cleaning things, picking them up, dusting underneath, putting them back down. So anyway, that happened. I cleaned that whole area. And the cats were really happy. You know, they were like, yay, it's clean. I washed all the sheets on the beds, and just everything felt a lot fresher. So time goes on. I'm still working there. And I would go there every morning about 7 o'clock. I had to be there at 7 o'clock every morning. So you know, in the summertime, you know, 7 o'clock, it's daylight. But once it started to get, you know, fall and winter, you would arrive at the house at that time, and it would be really dark. So every time I would arrive in the dark, and this was a lady who doesn't like lights on. She feels like you're wasting energy. So every light in the house was off, except there was a little nightlight in her bedroom and in her bathroom downstairs, and that was it. So when I would arrive at the house early in the morning and it was dark, I would feel something was looking at me from the top of the stairs, which when you walk in the front door, you look straight ahead, and about 20 feet away from the front door is a stairway that goes straight up. And there was, I always felt a presence there, and it always freaked me out. But I just tried not to look up there, and I just tried to go about my day. You know, I had chores to do as soon as I arrived. I had to let out her cats and start the coffee pot and things like that. And she would always wake up about 5 to 30 minutes when I would arrive, and I would help her and do stuff. But I would always feel that presence upstairs, and especially after I cleaned, I feel like the activity started increasing once I cleaned and, you know, moved things around. I don't know if that angered the spirit or what, but something caused it to be more active. Another day, I was just fixing things, and she had a cabinet in her kitchen that was a little loose. One of the hinges was coming off, so I asked her if it was okay if I get a screwdriver from the garage and fix it. And she's like, yeah, sure. And so I did. I went out to the garage, and again, all her husband's things were still in the garage. He had everything organized really nice, but it was covered in dust. So I just grabbed the tool and went and fixed the pantry. And then I kind of got busy with other things, and I left the screwdriver in the kitchen for a while. And then something told me, take that screwdriver back to the garage, like in a kind of an angry, upset voice. And I was like, whoa, that's weird. And so I took it back. And when I was in the garage, I started feeling like, okay, hurry up, get out of here. You know, it's just an uneasy feeling. And I am a sensitive person. I have had other experiences. So anyway, later on, a few months later, I would feel other things happening. I would smell tobacco. I would smell roses. I would smell like candles burning, but she never had candles. She didn't smoke cigarettes or tobacco, and she didn't ever have roses. She didn't even like, you know, those Glade plug-ins or whatever to be around. She just wanted everything to be, you know, normal, bland, no smells. So I would smell these things. One night, I remember I served her dinner. And I had just made her dinner, and I put it in front of her on the table. And I could smell candles burning, but there was no candles anywhere. But it was very strong, almost to the point like that they were right there on the table, but they weren't. And I asked her, I was like, do you smell candles or anything? She's like, no, I don't smell anything. So I was like, okay. So that freaked me out. And another night down the road, there's a lamp that we would keep on upstairs just for the cats so that when they do go to the bathroom at night, there's a little lamp on in that bedroom upstairs where her husband's office was. And I went up there before I was going to go home, which I would work until like 9 or 10 at night. And the light was out. So I said, okay, let me try to see if I can switch it on. Turn the switch, it wouldn't turn on. Check the light bulb, screw it in. It should have been working, but it wasn't. So I was like, okay, it must have burned out. So I went downstairs to the garage, got a light bulb, walked back upstairs, put the new light bulb in, clicked the lamp to turn it on. It still didn't work. So I was like, okay, it's an old lamp. Maybe it's just broken. So I turn around to go walk out of the room, take a couple steps, and the light turns on by itself. And that really freaked me out. I was like, okay, I'm out of here, you know. And so I didn't tell her about it. I just went ahead and left, and I was really freaked out. So after this, I feel like the spirit knew that he knew that I knew. And so, and I believe it was her husband, but I could be wrong. After that happened, I would be alone in the house every Sunday when she would go to church. Her daughter would take her to church. So I would be alone, and I would usually take that opportunity to mop the area in the dining room where she would usually spend all her time watching TV. And I would, you know, move her chair, mop real good, clean everything real good around her area while she was gone. Because I didn't like to do it when she was there. I didn't want to disturb her. And so I would be alone on Sundays, and I would hear bangs on the ceiling. Anytime I would go upstairs to use the bathroom, we had to use the bathroom upstairs. And I would be in her bathroom upstairs, and I would hear bangs right above the toilet 3 times, bang, bang, bang. And so I would just hurry up, use the restroom, and leave. And this happened over and over again. Every time I would go to the bathroom, I'd hear bang, bang, bang in the bathroom. And I checked the pipes. I checked the toilet. Maybe it was the toilet. Nothing. So I think that something was saying, get out of here, get out of here. Like, I mean, he didn't want me upstairs or something. I don't know. And so any time I would be alone, I would start hearing bangs above my head somewhere close to me, even if I was, like, upstairs watching TV or just, you know, usually upstairs. Downstairs was hardly any activity, but it was always upstairs. So anyway, I eventually quit that job. Not because of that, just because I found a different job. And, yeah, so that was my experience with that house. And I apologize if I rambled. I hope this was a good story. And I really love you guys' show. I listen to you on Spotify. And keep up the good work. Thank you.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, like, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, like, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cashback and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cashback sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cashback. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, like, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, like, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.